Well, hello, my name is Jeff Gaunt. And today, the team that went to Mexico gets to tell you about our trip. On March 25th, a group of us went to Veracruz, Mexico, and then we returned on April the 4th. And I'm here to start a presentation on why a group from Lambic Park Church went there. There will be several people speaking this morning, presenting various aspects of the trip and their personal experiences. There will be photographs during their presentations that will convey a general impression about the event, and they might or might not exactly be in sync with the presentation. This is by design. Okay. But first, a short description of Lambic Park's view of missions. In some way or another, we are all missionaries, and this is what Jesus called us to do. And in order for this to happen, the church has organized itself to provide some structure to help its people get involved. So, there is a long-standing committee at LPC that's called the Missional Engagement Team. And this group pay a lot of attention to the various missionaries and organizations that the church encourages and supports. Simon Goff, whom you heard earlier, has provided leadership and direction for this team for many years. Simon has helped us understand that missional engagement happens in Gordon Head, in Victoria and surrounding areas, and also around the world. The participants, that is the missionaries, may be individuals, or in some case they are organizations, and some of them are short-term, some are longer-term, and some of them are career and lifelong, wholly invested events. The missional engagement team meets regularly throughout the year to determine a budget and its application to the various people and organizations that we support. Other churches might call this the missions committee. But in a number of years ago, Lambic reformatted this committee and its functions and now has recognized its expanded role and renamed it the missional engagement team. So, that's a bunch of stuff in a short time. And if you want to know more, come and see us back in the commons at the end. We all have a missional calling in some way or another. We get to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ, which is hope. And we wanted to know if getting involved on the Logos Hope would be a good fit for individuals or groups of people from Lambic Park Church. So, what did this team that went in March find in Veracruz on the MV Logos Hope? Well, to start off, let's start you with a video.
Welcome to Veracruz, Mexico. My name is Ruben, and I have lived on board Logos Hope for more than 5 years. I am excited to see the ship visiting my home country, and I would like to tell you more about our visit to Veracruz. Veracruz means true cross, and was named by the Spanish explorer Hernán Cortés, who arrived in Mexico on Good Friday. Because of this, we found it even more special to celebrate Easter here. Our time in this port had many memorable moments and milestones. As the ship arrived, we were overwhelmed by the sight of hundreds of people on the quayside, welcoming us to their country. It was the largest crowd Logos Hope's crew has ever seen. A delegation of 6 officials opened the ship to the public, and local visitors came in huge numbers. Over the Easter weekend, we had our busiest day on board for the last 3 years, welcoming 13,512 people in one day. This wasn't the only milestone. We also saw the 7 millionth visitor to Logos Hope in her 9 years of service.
We want to thank to the people on board, and we congratulate them. Thank you very much.
After being given the opportunity to have the book fair open for a week longer than expected, there was one last milestone. Over 225,000 visitors came on board in Veracruz, breaking the record for any OM ship in a single port. Every week, we send teams of crew to different churches in the area. They take part in Sunday service or other activities and experience the hospitality of people in the community. One team visited a church called Primera Iglesia Bautista in Veracruz. Shinya and his family from Japan were amazed to see that this was the same church his father had attended 24 years ago. Shinya's dad had sent a photo of the church, which he visited on a business trip in 1994. The team received a warm welcome, and Shinya and his wife and daughter told the congregation their life story and how they came to serve on our ship. With joy in their heart, they sang the song, "How Great is Our God," in both Japanese and English. The people at the church were very moved. Shinya felt it was more than a coincidence that he should get to visit this church. He explained how Jesus didn't choose disciples who were talented. He chose ordinary people to spread his good news around the world, which also linked into the Ellos Son Como Tú message, OM Latin America's initiative to encourage Latin Americans into world missions. Another team went to a church that hosts an open-air movie at a playground in the city. The venue was full for the film, called Miracles from Heaven, which was shown on an improvised screen. Our crew members connected with the audience and shared their own personal stories at the interval. A really good way to experience another culture is by working or playing sports together with people. Some crew from the ship got their hands dirty, while others played volleyball with a local team. A school in a village named Mozambique was in need of some maintenance. Working together with volunteers from the community, Logos Hope's team helped to repaint the school. Another team took part in a friendly volleyball match. The crew members joined in with a school team from Atlantico. It was a great opportunity to meet the local youth and encourage them to find a goal in their lives. The unique location of the ship, close to El Malecón, gave us many opportunities to interact with people walking past the quayside, and some of our crew used their talents to entertain. We give thanks as we look back at a beautiful time in Veracruz, and now we are preparing the ship to go into her annual phase of maintenance in dry dock. Even during this time, we will continue to connect with the people we meet, sharing knowledge, help, and hope. Thank you for partnering with Logos Hope, and please keep following us on our journey through Latin America.
So now I want to invite the people who were on that Logos Hope trip to join me on the platform here. Come on up now, all of you that are here. This is not our whole team, but those that are here, please come on up. And Rosemary will introduce them to you.
So this is a group, the team that went from Lambert Park Church to Veracruz, Mexico. We were a team of 14 people, 12 of them directly from Lambert Park, and here is a representation of the people who went. What I'm going to ask them to do, I think you know them, but just in case you don't, this is Kyle. Kyle was the leader, organizer of the trip, along with Ross on his side. They did a great job. They are also on the missional engagement team, along with Val Johnson, who recorded everything from the beginning to the end of the trip. She recorded everything. She's on the missional engagement team, along with Jeff Gaunt and myself, Rosemary Gaunt. So we are the missional engagement team that went to look and see. It was great. We also had Nikki Hebb on the trip. Now, she right now is in the middle of grad activities, and she came today. I think that's pretty amazing. So grade 12 graduation is a very big deal. Thanks for coming, Nikki. And we really enjoyed her presence on the trip as well. We were a diverse group, an eclectic group, and an intergenerational group. We had a family. Let's see, I'm sure they're here. Rick Johnson, along with Barbara DeYoung and John DeYoung, and their son, Jackson, who I don't think is here today, but the family's doing a great job of representing him. They came, and that was wonderful. We had another family. We had Conrad and Mac Peden, and it was so great to have them. We all got to know each other. We lived together. We learned about each other, and we loved each other, which was great. Now, that's not the whole team. The team was also complemented by Xiang Cheng from Vancouver. She normally organizes the trips, coordinates everything, makes everything work. But for this trip, she told me she just sat back and watched because Kyle and Ross did such a great job. So that was wonderful. And then to top off the list, we had Sue Priestley with us. Now, Sue is an OM missionary, Operation Mobilization missionary, who we've known for a long time. Our church supports her. And we got to be with her, and even better than that, she got to be with us on this trip. So thank you very much for praying for us, for what you've done for us in supporting our trip on the Logos Hope. It was a really good time together. Thank you. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Great. Okay. Done.
Good morning. So the three of us are going to go a little bit deeper and tell you a little bit more about our trip and what we did in Mexico and on the Logos Hope. So you've heard about why we went in the video. You got to hear a little bit about where we went to Veracruz and what the Logos Hope and OM does. We're going to tell you more about what we specifically did. So first, I want to share you a story about us getting there. We all flew down. It was very nice. Lots of trips like this, separate people take separate flights. Almost all of us were able to be on the same flights down there. We get to the airport in Mexico. Everything was going fine. The two vans from the hotel came to pick us up. It was a nice drive. We got to see, you know, people riding motorcycles with four or five people on a motorcycle with no helmets, people standing in the back of trucks. Mexico. About a half an hour drive to the hotel. We did stay in a hotel the first night just because it was the night before the ship came in, and then we joined the ship. So we get to the hotel. Many months in advance, we'd reserved 8 rooms because there was 14 of us staying there. None of us speak Spanish. The hotel didn't really speak English. So Ross and I were talking to them at the front desk, checking in, and it was conveyed to us that there was only 4 rooms available, not the 8 rooms that we had reserved. So that was kind of the first little hiccup. It took a lot of talking to them and again explaining, can you put an extra bed? No, 2 bed per room. You know, extra bed, they didn't really understand. Oh yeah, we can put an extra bed in this room. And, you know, so that was almost an hour, I'd say, of going back and forth trying to figure out where are we going to sleep for this first night. 14 of us, different ages, genders, can all just sleep in 4 rooms. We did consider it. But in the end, they were very nice and hospitable. It just wasn't as was planned. They ended up taking half of us to a different hotel that wasn't very far away, gave us those rooms. In the end, it all worked out. It was nice. Half of us got to see a different part of the town as well. So in the end, it all worked out. Everybody was pretty good with it, too. But for me, that's really, you know, God. Our plan isn't always God's plan. So I just wanted to share that. And God was involved. And he was helping us out, even though the hotel did overbook, as they explained to us. After that happened, we were able to board the Logos Hope again, a little bit later than expected, but it all worked out. When we got on the Logos Hope, we got to do a list of lots of different things. Lots of things I'm going to mention here are in the reports that were handed out to you. And myself, Nikki, and John will explain a little bit more in detail as well. We got to help in the book fair that was shown there. Some of us got to help out at the cashiers, welcoming people, stocking bookshelves. We got to help out in the galley, chop vegetables. There are 400 people on board the ship, and they make a hot dinner every single night. Some of us got to help out in the galley preparing food. And some other of us, myself and Nikki included, got to help out in the deck department doing some manual labor. We actually had these things called needle guns, which were air chisels. So it was compressed air that we were using on rusty anchors to take off the rust as they were going to repaint them. So that was an experience. There's rust dust flying everywhere. We also got to help out in different ministries. The open air video that was shown in the video, John and myself got to go to that. We got to help out in youth groups, rehab centers. We got to do dramas, lead some worship. All throughout Mexico, different parts of Veracruz actually as well. Some places we went were 3-hour drives away. Others were walking distance. We got to visit and participate in different church services throughout Veracruz as well. Again, sharing testimonies, preaching, leading worship. We did split up. We didn't all go as one big team, which actually worked out very nice. About 2 or 3 of us got to go to different activities at a time. Yeah, I think we got to impact a few more people that way. We also participated in shipwide devotions and the prayer night on the ship as well. So those are lots of things that we got to do and got to experience, as well as interacting with lots of people. As the video mentioned, there's almost 12,000 people a day coming through this book fair, which is the most that the ship has had. There was lots of people. It was very busy. We really got to interact, and we did get to share our stories. There were actually lots of local people that did speak English that we could interact and connect with. Now I'm going to ask John to share a little bit of his story with us.
Thanks, Kyle. So for me, this trip was at the beginning a lot of organization, and I helped with the fundraiser, getting things going. And I knew it was going to be an effective trip because the spiritual opposition that I came up against in the months previous to leaving was more than I've ever experienced in my life. In 1998, 20 years ago, I had gone on a mission trip to Russia, and it was a great experience. I strongly recommend that if you feel a calling or an urge to go into a mission field, this is a great organization to go with, and there's tons of support here. So here we're at, I'm with the church that's doing an outdoor meeting. In Mexico, the Mexican government has said that no outsiders are allowed to proselytize on this trip. So we had to work closely with churches. We're not allowed to share the gospel directly to the Mexicans, but if we were with somebody and they asked about it, then we could share our stories. So this video that we watched is Miracles from Heaven, and it was a great movie. I understood the plot, although it was all in Spanish. I couldn't understand anything. So I've since watched it, and it's a great movie. I recommend it. I don't know if there's pictures of me playing with the kids there, but I'm the oldest guy on this trip. Or in this particular crew, there was an 18-year-old fellow named David, who you see there on the left. I'm just drawing a brain blank here, but the girl on the right was from South Africa. 18-year-old guy named David from Philadelphia organizing this particular mission trip. The woman from South Africa, you'd never know it, but she's in her 40s. She was widowed, and she basically closed her business and decided to go on this trip. And she's on the ship for 2 years, and David, I believe, is on for 2 years as well. What I did, it was funny, I was the oldest guy on this particular crew of four. There was also the photographer from the ship there, Martin from the Netherlands, who are a real international group, and I'm playing soccer and basketball with the kids, and I just wanted to get in there just relate to them. And I've got, we have 3 sons, and so just get in there and play, and you know what? The thing about ministry is that you just have to remember that they're just like we are. Those kids, they want to beat the adult. So they're driving the soccer ball as hard as they can at me, and because I was in goal, and they're laughing at me when I'm making layups, and laughing at me when I'm not making layups. But the thing was, it was all about relating, just being there for them, and then I guess I had some sort of an impact, because the next day Kyle went on the same trip at a different park and in a different part of the city, and the pastor said to him, "Where's John?" So, and so I'm not reading more into that other than I made an impact. You know, we'll leave the rest to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But for me, it was great to be there with my family. It was great to be there with such a diverse group. I got to know and build relationships with people from Lambert Park. We got to build relationships with people from all over the world. And I've never felt called to be a missionary abroad. It's, for me, it's been good to go on a couple of trips like this. But now I do have a way that I can see my skills as a business person that I can contribute to the Logos Hope. And I'm starting a dialogue with them, and I've already sent them a 3-page bit of a report on some things where I can see opportunities for them to save money, all from a marketing point of view. So it doesn't matter what your skills are. I wasn't out there with a needle gun, jackhammering rust. I wasn't in the kitchen, but I did help manage to contribute with Rosemary and Jeff in a business leadership forum. So it was a real blessing, and I think Rosemary and Jeff can attest that the Holy Spirit was leading that meeting. I would finish one thing, and Jeff would jump in and continue on the same vein with his skills and experience, and then Rosemary would pop in, and she'd have some experience from being chairman at Wise Ways. That would also be a great way for them to learn from us. So we were able to use our skills and our experience as long as we were open to the Holy Spirit leading. Nikki.
Hi, so I'm Nikki. I'm actually, after I leave today, I'm actually preparing for prom, so that's really exciting. But I'm here, which is great. Yeah, so the Logos Hope trip was very new for me. I am still growing up in a non-Christian family, so to go on a mission was very out of the norm, and I had lots of support through that. And so when we got to the Logos Hope, it was like, wow, all these cultures and people that don't speak the same language are doing something as a whole and are doing something that they believe in their hearts is the right thing to do. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And one night we had a worship night, and I remember we sung the song today, How Great Is Our God, and just hearing everyone singing the song in their own language, and everyone worshiping together, and just being with the Lord and feeling His presence, it was an out-of-body experience for me. Even when you're like, I'm here now, and I sing the song, I can hear the other voices coming back. And it's so beautiful. And it was just such a surreal experience. As a person growing up in such a wonderful place, people come from impoverished places to do ministry. People from Africa, some places in the Caribbean. There was like over 60 countries represented on this ship, which is crazy because you can't even get that in like the mall in Canada. like we have lots of people, but it's not this diverse. Another time we were on a sea day and we were singing the song again, and I sung it in English because me and Spanish don't mix. And it was again this out of body experience of singing songs that I know and never really thought, oh, other people know these songs too. You just think, oh, it's in English, like no one has transposed it into Spanish or German, Italian, Swahili, like all these different languages, and it's just coming together. I think that's one of the things that has resonated with me most, is just the power of God and how He can take one person from one place and just push them towards a group of people to do something so amazing. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. I'm not good at public speaking, so I'm going to pass it on to Kyle.
I have a question for you, actually, Nikki. So as you coming on the trip, you are actually our youngest person on the trip, being in high school, And really seeing, you know, Christianity and how it takes place in all these different countries, but it's still, you know, the same. What would you say to somebody who's high school age thinking about or saying that they're not going to go on a mission trip? What are kind of some words of encouragement or some experience that you had just kind of being in high school and being able to go into a different country?
Do it. It's the best thing. I've actually applied to go back to the ship, hopefully in the next couple of years. it was just, I keep this lanyard with me all the time. It actually has McCarkey's on it, and it just reminds me of just the will of God. And as a high school student, even a middle school student, going on missions is so good for your personal growth in faith, but also sharing the gospel and leading other people to Christ. It's not something you have to be a certain age to do. You can be any age, basically, from the time you're at like a 10 to 90 or and every age in between. There was little kids. They were like this big. And they did the Easter service little like skit, and it was so cute because these little kids are already learning how to become missionaries as they're growing up on this ship, and I think that is amazing because we don't do enough of that here sometimes.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. So now I'm also going to share a story of my experience as well. I was thinking about it, preparing over it the last few weeks, and, you know, I couldn't think of a specific time in Mexico that really was my best takeaway. So my takeaway from this trip, I think I do have a little bit of a different perspective because I was leading, organizing, very heavily involved in it. My takeaway is actually the whole experience, right from when we started meeting in November to when we came back from Mexico in April. My biggest takeaway is, myself included, but just watching everybody get molded and formed and just used by God, as both John and Nikki mentioned. There was 12 of us that met regularly. We met over a dozen times in between November and March, actually downstairs after church services. We would meet, and we got to know each other. We studied the Word. We had a few guest speakers in, so we could all be on the same page biblically as well. We got to learn about Mexico together. We tried to learn Spanish together. We had a very great teacher, Marie, somebody from our church. We all learned a few words. We grew closer together. We found out strengths and weaknesses. And on the trip, and again, myself being in different trips, I really was able to notice this time that we are one team. We're acting as one body. We were acting as a well-oiled machine on this trip in Mexico, and that really has to do with all of us bonding and growing in Christ together. One of our team members was asked to give a 45-minute message. He wasn't prepared to do this. He didn't expect to do this. Kind of looked around, can anybody else do it? But in the end, ended up going out into Mexico. I wasn't there that time, but came back, and it went really well. He spoke, gave about a, 45-minute message, and it went over well. It wasn't something that he expected to do, but as Nikki and John both mentioned, kind of he had the Holy Spirit with him, he had God with him, and he was able to do it. Another story along the similar lines that I loved hearing, again, I wasn't on this trip, we all went out in kind of groups of two or three. This other person on our team, recently within the last year, has been growing a lot closer to God, really finding his identity in Christ more and more. He had never preached. He was not expecting on preaching anytime soon. You know, he joined Alpha, and he's coming closer to Christ, and they're like, we need somebody to preach. Can you do it? And again, it's kind of hard to say no. We'd all prepared about 5-minute testimonies, and he was like, okay, sure. And he came back, and he was like, it's great. A year ago, I wasn't coming to church. Now to Mexico, telling people about Jesus. He's on fire, and he's like, and I just preached for my very first time. So he preached, and again, it was amazing. So we all have lots of stories, but those are just some stories of really how God was using us, how we were stepping out in our faith. So that's, for me, really my biggest takeaway is God is making us, shaping us and molding us. I love it mentioned so many times in the Old Testament, we're the clay and he is the potter. It's mentioned so many times in the Bible, and for me, that's really, when I think about our group and what happened, we were molded, God was the potter, and he shaped us to how we wanted to be, really shaped us into our vessels. For me, very, very quickly, actually, I was fortunate enough to go on the last trip that the church sent out to Mexico, Ensenada, Mexico, in 2006. I was a part of that trip. I was still in high school, as Nikki is now, and I was able to go on that trip. For me, that's where, for partaking in that trip, and again, the whole experience, it wasn't just being in Mexico, but the whole experience of learning together and preparing together really helped me open my eyes to Christ more. 2 years later, I was able to go to Ecuador, again, out of this church, in 2008 with Brent and Shelley Weeks. We met them down there. And for me, I came back from there, and I went into the Caribbean for about 3 years doing missions work again. But for me, these short-term mission trips was really a gateway mostly to my relationship with Christ, but also to experiences across the world. So for me, I know that these short-term mission trips, really, God was the potter and I was the clay, and he really made me and molded me in these times. And I'm seeing that happen with all of the people on the team as well. Really, in closing, for us, this doesn't stop now. This doesn't stop now that we're at home. As John mentioned, he's still in contact with the ship and how he can help with the OM in that way. Nikki is looking to, you know, take a different path than maybe she had before she joined our, take a different path than before she had joined our team in November. And lots of different stories about how we're doing things differently based on our experience. We encourage everybody to step out on your faith. Do something. When somebody asks you to do something related to your faith, think about it. God will help you. We encourage everybody to step out on their faith and know that God is the potter. You are the clay. Allow him to use you. That's really one of the big messages we want everybody to leave with. Allow God to use you. You don't have to be in a different country. You can do it here. Even that agape meal Simon was talking about. If you didn't put up your hand, I'm sure he'd still love to have you. Just kind of step out and do something outside of your comfort zone. We all went outside of our comfort zones. As Rosemary mentioned before, if you have any questions, want to hear any more stories, a few of us will be in the commons after the service, or anytime in the future, grab any of us. You've seen all of our faces, and talk to us, ask us questions about how it went. Yeah, and that's a summary of our trip.
I invite the worship team back up. We're going to sing one more song together. We asked the team, the Logos Hope Trip team, if there's any songs that stood out to them on their trip. And I know we sang one earlier, and this last one as well is another song that they sang in community. I've heard a rumor, and the rumor is that the Holy Spirit also dwells in Gordon Head and Victoria and other parts of the world too. And I think there's value in these sorts of trips for the ways that God uses us in other places and meets us in other places, and also for the ways that God reminds us that back home where we do normal life, he is at work. He is present. And there is need and opportunity and God's grace right here. One of the blessings of being a pastor is that you hear stories that maybe others don't hear. People send emails once in a while and say, you got to know. And I look around this room and I just see a collection of stories of God being at work. And it's little things, but little things through which the Holy Spirit does great things. And recently, you know, we've had people get baptized, and I think, man, a year and a half ago, someone invited that person to church and said, I'll drive you. Can I drive you? And that act, that little act of putting out their space, their time, and saying, I'll spend 5 extra minutes on Sunday morning to go pick you up and bring you. What did that translate into? Amazing things. There's so many stories. At my last church, I had a lovely older woman who was widowed and just an absolute delight. And she'd always say to me, Scott, it's the little things. It's the littles. If we could just do the littles with God, man, so much would happen. So I just want to pray for us as we look out to our Veracruz, wherever that is, that God would lead us this week in the little things with him. Big faith in little things. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these women and men, younger and older, who took a risk, who committed to a challenging, costly journey of preparation and giving up some spring break and maybe some work time or some school time and going into some unknowns and sleeping in some uncomfortable beds and doing some tasks that felt meaningful, that could at times have felt insignificant, stepping into some places that were a little bit scary and felt beyond their capacity, where they had to lean on you. And that just sounds like normal life, where you are calling each of us every day. And we recognize it's so easy for us to just hide and keep our own life with you as a private thing. And yet your desire, Jesus, is to continue to walk the streets of this earth and by your spirit to be known and found here as a God that continues to seek to restore broken things, to bring back prodigals, to make known the heart of the Father and the reality of the gospel. And we ask that you would continue to give us faith, God. You would continue to open our eyes to where we need to take up that tool and bust up that rust, and where you are inviting us to go play basketball with the kids and just be your people, intentionally in dependence upon you, God. Thank you for the reminders through this today, stories here, but the invitation, God, to walk with you. We thank you, God, that you are at work, and we cheer you on, God. We thank you that you are at work today across this whole globe, that there are women and men in every sort of place today who are lifting up their hearts in praise to you on this day of celebrating resurrection with the church universal in every age. We thank you, God, that you are at work in broken places, in dark places, in places of bondage, in places of abuse, in places of deception. Jesus, by your spirit, you are at work in this world, and you invite us to be with you in it. We bless you.